Tip, tip, tip on hardwood floors. 10, 10, 10 across the board. Give me face, 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 yeah. Your face card never declines. My God. Are you going to eat it? Eat it? Eat it, eat it, eat it. Mmm. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Make a bummy heated. Make a pretty girl talk that shitty. Whisker till I am tipsy. Glitter on my kitty. Cool it down, 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 my pretty. Bad bitch make a bad bitch glitchy. Fine, fine, fa, 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 fine, fine, fine. Liberated, living like we ain't got time. Yada, 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 yada. Yada, 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 yada. Boom, boom, ka, ka. Blessing on that ass, blast on that ass. Fan me quick, girl, I need my glass. Fan me off, my wrist goes click. Dimples on my hip, stretch max on my tits. Drinking my water, minding my biz. Monday I'm overrated, Tuesday on my dick. Flip flop, flippy flop, flip flop an ass bitch. Fan me off, watch my wrist go click.
Take it to the end.
Do you really want, do you, are we doing this?
Take it to the end. Absolutely, take to the end.
Fan me off, I'm hot, 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 like Sol and Chanel, lock me up, in jail. Cuff me, please, cause this ain't fair. Chip in my pearls like Coco Chanel. Uncle Johnny made my dress that cheap, and that she looks a fucking mess.
We're not at the end yet.
Are we not at the end yet?
No, we are absolutely not at the end yet.
I forget it's like, it's a long ass fucking drop. Let's go. Fan me off, I'm hot, 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 like Sol and Chanel, lock me up in jail. Fingertips go tap, tap, tap on my MPC, making disco trap. Uncle Johnny made my dress, that cheap spandex, she looks a mess. Words truly by the queen of the night, the mother of Egypt, the lady of the land, Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carr.
Do you think she knew when she was doing it? She was up in that studio and she was like, Mama had had three drinks. Maybe she'd done a bump. I'm not saying she does.
She was big mad. She was big mad.
All I'm saying is if she was really getting into like the queer space when she was recording that, there was something flowing through those veins. And when she was just like, Do you know what? Let me be a cunt.
Let me
get cunty on this track.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if she knows.
I don't think she knows.
What that song has done.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I think she's seen the videos. She's been around. She saw the girls in the clubs at Club Renaissance. Club Renaissance, whatever you want to call it. When they were out and that song came on. I imagine. Now, I have been pretty good at staying spoiler free. So I've not seen a set list. I've not seen a tour video. I've been spoiled on a few outfits from the tour. But you, girls, when you're listening to this on Wednesday, I will already be queuing. I'm going to be there waiting at Cardiff, whatever stadium I'm going to, waiting for
Principality Stadium, darling.
I imagine that stadium. First night when she did that song, because I know she's doing Heated. I ain't seen the set list, but there ain't no way Heated was left off it. She got to Stockholm. She did the first line of that breakdown. When she hit that tip, tip, tip on hardwood floors, I know the crowd lost their shit. And I have not seen the video. Nobody send it to me because I promise you, I absolutely promise you, when I hear it, screaming. Immediate screaming.
I'm saying it's not right. If the girls are not clacking, fans in Renaissance, don't go.
I've got them down.
If you're not clacking those fans, because there's a certain je ne sais quoi when it comes to the fan clacking, when it comes to Heated. It has to be timed and it has to be on point.
That fan clack has got to be perfect.
Correct.
Absolutely perfect. Get yourselves on TikTok because so many people have done like explainers of when you need to clack that fan.
Yeah.
Get those practices in because you got to hit the thing. When she does that hot, hot, and you got to hit it twice.
Yeah.
On the three and the four, and then again at the eight, I don't want you missing that. I don't want you adding fan clacks where they're not needed, girls.
No.
Okay. No. Now, if you're like me, and when the album came out, you got a bit like, let me get my merch money. Let me spend some money. Let me get my merch fruit snacks. And you got the Renaissance fan, right?
Leave that home.
You are well aware, okay, that fan is beautiful. It is not a clacker.
That is not
a clacker. It is heavy fan. And it's like a whore. You got to open it two hands. Yes. So am I bringing it with me? Of course. Of course I'm bringing the Renaissance fan with me. Like, visually, there is absolutely no way I'm not bringing that fan with me. Am I bringing a backup clacking fan? For the clack moments, you damn sure.
You have to.
Don't come for me. Don't be thinking that you don't know that I'm unprepared for this. There is no way in hell. I've been waiting 7 years for Beyonce to come back by herself on tour. And you think that I'm not ready with a visuals fan and a clacking fan for the heat bits? You get out of my house. How dare you come up to my show and treat me that way? I absolutely am not having it today. Nick, I'm not ready. I am absolutely not ready.
With that being said, you know what it is. You know what podcast listen to. We listen to Love Bronkies. We are back with, you know, it's all about Renaissance. We have been waiting for this episode for a very long time. We've told you, we said to you, it's been here. She's been here all the time. We've been waiting. Yeah. We've been waiting.
I bought a physical CD.
Same.
I bought a physical CD. I got a CD player. I don't even know why she made it. But I've got it.
But also, if the girls don't know, if you were one of the many who bought the album when it first came out, you would have known that this is not only a collector's edition item because of that Khalees drama, because we have the release.
La, la, la.
We have the Khalees drama on this album. So this is a limited edition.
La, 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 la. So, you know, Khalees, I'm pretty sure Khalees is coming to Maya Hoopla, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
So, now, tell me if this is a dickhead thing to do.
Two queens stand before me.
I want to go see Khalees a little bit at Maya Hoopla, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Milkshake comes on and she goes, la, 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 would it be a dickhead thing to do to start singing Energy?
Ooh.
Would it be really bad to just have a group of us where she goes, la, 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 and then we just go, I'm a big fool, take out the soul, take out the soul, make sure go.
She will change the song to, you look so fucking dumb right now. She'll change the song. She'll be causing chaos.
I am so
also, when is Hoopla? Is it next week?
No, Hoopla's first weekend of June.
Oh my God, which is 2 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks to go.
Are you going to Hoopla?
Yeah, Kelly Rowland's there. Of course, I'm not missing it.
Oh yeah, she is. She is. Right. I'm gonna jump in here and just say something. I have unfortunately had to block a few people and mute them over the weekend. Let me tell you why.
I'm listening.
Girls, sisters, mothers, they, them, and everyone in between. If you know for a fact that you are seeing the Renaissance tour prior to somebody else, have a little fucking compassion and please don't put it in your fucking stories, girls. Why we do it? Yes, I know you're happy. But you're going to put the whole concert on Instagram? The whole concert? And you're going live too? I don't want to see it.
Okay, now. I understand because I agree.
Feel sorry for the girls.
But also, I'm going on Wednesday. Now,
I'm not going to check your socials, and I'm not.
I would suggest just muting my stories. Oh, because
I've already muted you already.
But also, I tell a lie. I'm not a big filmer.
Yeah, but I'm you not a big post after the camera. The concert.
Yeah, and I usually just get lost in the moment, and I'm engaging in it. I'm not thinking about. Let me get.
Now, when we spend £200 plus money, be on my phone all night. Absolutely not.
No, and but dude, let me tell you, because I got some nice tickets, okay, and I'm gonna be close to that stage.
Where are you standing up?
If Beyonce comes near me, and my phone is not ready to capture Beyonce being within speaking distance of me, I've fucked up.
You fucked up big time.
And if that happens,
and you have to live with that.
It's being posted. Okay. If I manage to capture the moment Beyonce is near me, ideally looking in my direction, and I get it, that's going up. And y'all can suck my dick. Because I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you didn't think far enough ahead to get Cardiff tickets. I'm sorry that you weren't like me and considering, do I want to just fly to Stockholm for opening night? Do I want to do that? The answer was yes, I did, but I didn't in the end. Okay. I saved my money and I spent a lot of it to go to Cardiff. If it happens, it happens. Girls, I am so excited.
Where are you for this concert? What section are you in?
I am Early Access Golden Circle.
Oh, she has money.
I am before the rest of you.
Can I be honest? Beyonce had me fucked up because January was a hard month for my gay ass and every other gay ass. And guess what? I had to spend that money. And guess what? It paid off.
Yeah, I was at the weekend. I was hanging out with some friends at the park, and one of them was like, "Yeah, Beyonce just released a tour ticket. It's a bad time for my bank account, so they haven't got a ticket." And I was just looking at them like, "Girl, I don't care what old man you had to find. I don't care what you needed to do." And this friend is a very attractive person, right? They could find this person. They could have got the money they needed to. I was like, "You're just ain't hustling enough, and I need to get that hustle, that spirit of the hustle." Back into you, because I don't know why you think it would be okay to miss this. I don't know why you, as a Beyonce fan, think that it's okay for you to sit at home while you're not doing this. I literally said to my friend the other day, because they were like, "Oh, what if we get COVID beforehand?" And I'm like, "We get COVID. I'm sorry. I don't care what the rules are. I'm going to this show. You could drag me. I could be in a hospital. You could have taken off both of my legs.
You're wheeling me somewhere. I'm going.
Get me in a chair and get me in that accessibility section. I'm going to this show. I don't give a shit." And I am. Let's talk.
Question. I have a question for you. This is actually a question from a listener. Ryan wants to know, Dan, what is your dream Beyonce set list for the Renaissance Tour?
Okay. So I've had a few thoughts about this one.
Go on.
I initially was thinking I would love her to open. I'd love the show to be in two parts.
Right.
I'd love her to open with like classics and like songs from the old albums that kind of have the same theme as Renaissance. So obviously got like Blow. I think anything that was like her big ones, so Crazy in Love. Like Naughty Girl, Baby Boy, Deja Vu, all of that stuff. But with the arrangements changed so that it was like, if she made Crazy in Love for this album, this is what it would have sounded like.
Yeah.
So you're still getting those moments, the show. And then she does that for the opening one. So you're getting all the classics. And then afterwards, it's almost like the show resets.
Yeah.
She comes out to "These Motherfuckers Ain't Stopping Me."
Ooh.
And then it's... front to back, Renaissance, the entire album, done live, remix how she likes, all her interpolations. You know how she loves to transition, to mess shit up, to do shit different, but front to back like that. I would love that as the show.
Yeah.
Or I'd love her to use like Renaissance as like the skeleton of the show. So it's still kind of in order, but she is then like, as she moves through the vibes of those songs, that's where she puts like the older stuff. So that you'll get when you're at like Cuff It. When you're at Cuff It, which is very much like dance, poppy, that kind of thing. She is she's like dropping in like her big dancey ones around that time. When you get to Heated, and it's like, it's slow, but it's like cunty. And then it's super, it hits down.
Yeah.
That's when I want like a Mahente kind of situation. Or I want My Power from The Gift. I really want songs from The Gift on this one. She hasn't taught
them. I do as well. I
really want to hear some of The Gift in this show. So I'm excited. What's yours?
With me, I know, as everyone might have known, my favorite Beyonce song to ever start. For me, I really want Free Come Dress at the start. That big cunty attitude. Like that, just stomping down the runway. I'm just loving that. I really want a mix and mashup of Formation into Break My Soul because of that raunchy, big, kind of like cunty, take off yourself. You're like, what did she do?
Want a big Frida section.
That big, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. That big Conti vibe. I also want a bit of Blow into like maybe a little touch of like I don't know. I really want Brown Skin Girl in that set list.
Okay.
Yeah, into like the whole so Brown Skin Girl into like a set that deals with a lot of the gif. But I also want my power to go straight into like Crazy in Love, that kind of big energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
If you could get Party.
Ooh.
And he's like, we like to party.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. Yeah. Oh, and then it just goes on stage, rocking on stir crazy.
Yeah, go, that would work.
Come, let's drop to the ladies. None of that, maybe energy. Oh, we like to party. And then it goes fully into energy.
Yeah. I know.
I'm sorry, guys, about this show.
Yeah, but this is what you were meant to get.
Before, I'm seeing my queen.
I know.
I have literally no podcasting to do today.
I know. Do you know what's interesting? I think you're right. This is the first time I'm seeing Beyoncé on her own, because every single time I've seen her on every other tour was with Beyoncé on the run. I mean, with Jay-Z. So it's so good. Because I didn't make it to the Miss Carter tour. The last time I see Beyoncé on her own was the I Am World Tour in Trinidad, which is years
damn,
ago.
You didn't make it full mention?
No, I was ill.
Oh my God, Formation.
I know. I missed it. I was so angry.
It was so good.
I was so angry. I really missed it. So this, for me, this is a big thing. And like a lot of people's like, all right, I'm just going to call the girls out real quick. The Beehive. I'm just going to call you out. And I'm going to tell you why. Guard your loins here. Madam, I saw a few tweets hanging around on Twitter yesterday and I was really angry about it. I'm going to tell you why. I haven't seen the show myself, so I kind of think, and even if I haven't seen it, so let me explain. When you are in the ambience, the same breathing space as Beyoncé, you please do not comment about and say that the woman is not giving enough choreo this time around. Stop it, please. Let's not do that.
Nick, I'm going to need you to pause on this.
Mm-hmm.
Because even hearing that people are complaining that she's not giving enough choreo is enough of a spoiler for me to not continue this one. So all we're going to say is, girls, shut up. We'll talk about the tour. We'll talk about what the tour is actually like next week when we've both seen it. We don't even need to read the girls on it, because I don't want to even know what your complaints are about this tour. I'm excited. You're excited. We're going to have a good time.
Correct.
And that's it.
Correct.
Let me give you a very quick story from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
A very quick story from the streets, unrelated to Beyoncé, just because this was a very strange thing that happened to me this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so classic me, I had five events. I had a few events to go to this weekend. And one of them was a birthday barbecue. And I got there and there's a bunch of people I didn't know. And there's this one guy who was, like, I introduced myself to, and he was like, oh, we've met. And you know how that normally happens. I'm like, oh no, I forgot. Yeah. So he was like, oh no, we've definitely met. And I was like, oh, I don't think we have. I don't think we have. And he was like, oh, okay. No, we definitely have. Basically, he then said that, like, oh, he was getting me confused with this guy called Eric, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's getting me confused with this guy, Eric, because he says, oh, Eric has like curly hair and he wears bandanas as well. And you know me, I'm nearly always on a bandana. You're gonna see it, right? So he was like, oh, you're this Eric guy. And I was like, oh, okay, no worries. Like, it's fine. I'm Dan. Lovely to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
I then leave this barbecue and then end up in the club. And he ends up going to the same club night as well. So I bump into him again. And I'm like, hey. And then he's chatting to me. And he's like, oh. I'm like, oh, he recognizes me now. Like, we're actually chatting because we've met.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes very clear to me during this conversation that he doesn't think I'm Dan. He thinks I'm Eric again.
Oh, God.
And so he's talking to me, and you can kind of see at some point, he's realized that I'm not the guy he thinks I am. And he's realized that I know that I'm not the guy he thinks I am. So he's like, oh, you're not Eric, are you? And I was like, no, I'm Dan. And he was like, we met at barbecue earlier, didn't we? And I was like, yes, we did. And you spent about 5 minutes talking to me like I'm this Eric guy. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And I was like, why don't you just like go on Instagram and show me Eric? So I'm like, who is this man you think I am, right? This man goes on Instagram. He opens a reel. And he's like, oh, he like takes a while to appear, but like I'll show you him. He's in this reel.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at this reel and I'm like, that's a video I made of when I went to my Hoopla Weekender in January with my friends. And he's like, he's just showing it to me. And I'm watching and I'm like, because I was like, is this guy Eric in the video? Do I know this? Do I know this guy Eric?
Yeah.
I don't remember meeting a guy Eric. And then he's like, oh, he takes a while. Look, I'll just show you his like profile. And he shows me me.
Oh,
he says, this is the guy you remind me of. And I was like, that's me. It's Dan James LDN on it. That's me. You're showing me my profile.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, what's happening here? And that you thought I was, you met me, thought I was this guy, Eric. You then met me again, still thought I was this guy, Eric. Was talking to me as if I was this guy, Eric. I'd remind you that I'm Dan. And then in order to show me Eric, you show me me.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if this Eric person exists at all. I just think he thought I was, he thought that me, Dan, was called Eric. He followed me on Instagram and that's how he knew me, but he didn't know me too well. So he's like, his name is Eric. This is the person you remind me of.
Oh my God.
And that person the whole time was me.
Oh my God.
He got confused three times thinking that I was me.
What is in the water in London?
How do you get that confused? How do you not know that I'm me three times?
Look over there.
I was like, what? The levels of confusion in that.
It's like if he was showing you someone who looks like you, I get it, but showing you the exact profile is mad to me.
And thinking that you weren't talking to that person.
That's so weird. And I was like,
girl, you're literally showing me my profile.
Love that for you. London so at its best. So weird.
Absolutely the strangest.
London at its best.
Strangest interaction I've had in a long time with that man.
Also, you need to catch me up, by the way. How was roast?
Roast was fun. You see me give my little superstar moment?
I saw a video of you floating around the internet of you stomping down the runway.
I don't, honestly.
In your finest moment. Do tell. Give the people a little backstory here. We need to know what the tea.
Okay, so roast was fun. Mm. I had a great time. Mm-hmm. We went, so roast is like, it's a men only, like club night. I don't agree with the men only.
Right?
Electro works. I don't agree with the men only thing, but you know,
we move.
We run it. And at one point, so there's like a pop and R&B room and mm-hmm. we were in that room and it kind of like, it was clearing out near the end of the night. Mm-hmm. And then Superstar by Jamelia came on and I don't know why, but I had a fan in my hand and I had a walk in my heart and I just needed to do it. So there's me like stomping, literally stomping. You can see the video. And then Troy was like, he got his phone and was like, this is the camera. This is my moment. Let me do what I need to do. Me and Troy did not pre-plan any of this, but we are so in sync with each other in what we're doing and like what we're giving. And I was like, we need to post this. The world needs to see how ridiculous this is. And now it's up there. Shirt some love, girls. We'll put it on the Loud Brown Gay story so you can see it.
I saw. As I look at her go. Also, in things that are uninterested, apart from Beyonce, I have been absolutely lost in a lot of Eurovision stuff that happened on the weekend that I had to talk about real quick. As you might know, I am more a Eurovision fan than Dan. Dan loves it sometimes, but I love the campiness because it's just how I am. I want to say something for the girls. Yeah, I mean the girls, the gays. I love the fact that we were all rooting for a man we clearly know wasn't going to win because he was half naked wearing spikes. Because we are that kind of brand of men. If you didn't know, I'm talking about Finland. He was wearing vinyl pants, he was topless, and he had a bowl haircut, which made him look like he was coming out of Berghain. And the gays eat it up. They did not care. And guess what? He didn't win.
He came second, though, and he got an insane amount of the public vote, right?
And the gays were angry.
I don't really know why, because I was like, I wanted Loreen to win. That performance was so good.
Loreen was meant to win. She won once.
She was so good.
She was going to do it again.
I know. And I was like, I like the song Tattoo, but the way she performed it, I was like, that's a winner. Give it to her.
It's the nails for me. The nails for me. That thing she does. I don't care about a bit. Okay, honey.
Yeah, she knew what she was doing.
I will say this though. Miss May Muller. This isn't me coming for your neck, girl. Nice gowns, beautiful gowns. That's what I'm going to say.
I mean, you might not come for her neck, but I'm a bastard. So let me take the reins
here. I know you're going to come.
Let me take the reins here. Miss May Muller. Okay, sweetness. God bless you. Number one, I was saying this from the day the song was announced as our entry. Why? Absolutely, why is this what we're doing? And I knew people online, and I know everyone tries to gather around like, oh, you know, get behind the act and whatever. I saw all of you be like, I like this song. It's really good. She's a great performer. We've definitely got a shot of winning. And I'm looking at you like, what kind of brain rot is it that you guys hear that pile of shite? Instead I wrote a song about how you did me wrong. Me doing it there, I hit more notes, correct notes than she did. Miss Ma'am, you are probably lovely, an adorable lady. You're very funny. You've got lots of great traits, okay? Yeah. And I support
you're a hun. All of you're them. A hun, and we like that.
You're a hun.
You're a hun.
You got some jokes on you. You take things on the chin. I love that about you. But, madam, the stage is not for you right now. Right now, we need to get you in some boot camps. We need to refine that technique and those performance angles, because I don't know what you thought you were doing or giving, but what it was given was flat. What it was given was the notes are over there and you were over here. Okay. You were in Liverpool and the notes that you were meant to be hitting were up in Edinburgh somewhere. I don't know what was going on. I don't know where the breath control was. I don't know where the performance was. And then when you came second to last, and everyone was like, oh, no, she deserved better. And I was like, she deserved what she got.
Did she deserve better?
We as a country deserved this because we were trying to convince ourselves that our entry was good. Yet again, we were trying to convince ourselves. And I saw people being like, oh, it's just back to politics as usual. They just don't want to vote for us. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Y'all ruined that argument last year when you sent an actual talented performer with a good song and we came second.
Yeah.
If we just kept doing that, we could keep getting good results. But we didn't. Exactly. We didn't. We sent a pile of shite. and you want me to feel bad for it? No. I don't feel bad. Do you know who should be apologizing? Not May Muller. Yes, she fucked up that performance real bad. Mama couldn't bring it on the night. But whoever decided that she was doing it and that song was the choice, I don't know. You need to lose your job. I don't know who you are, but I'll come find you and we can sit down and have a conversation because that was bollocks.
I wanted two just things from that God performance. Awful. I wanted two things from her performance. Let me tell you why. One, don't write a song about a man. Sing a song about burning his car. Burn the car. Cuss him out. That's what we need. We need violence. That's what we need. That's one.
Y'all wrote a song for TikTok and thought that was going to win at Eurovision. A show watched by mums and gays.
On green earth.
Kids.
No.
You fucking dickhead. How dare you.
Secondly, May, you had loads of time to perform, girl. You couldn't tell me those dancers couldn't make you look a little bit. You couldn't learn a little 8 count. You couldn't learn 1 8 count. She did da 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 da.
Loreen won by lying down in a box and then slowly standing up.
With the light box and with some nails. And a fan. And
that one.
A fan.
Y'all couldn't take 4 hot dancers and do something with them? Who is in charge of the UK entries? I need them banned from being responsible for this.
Well,
they're awful. Awful. And so next year, when we send something and I'm listening to it and I'm like, this is terrible. This is god awful. And y'all are back onto it being like, I like it. And I think it's a really good shot. Just remember what happened this year. Just remember what happened.
You embarrassed the girl. We got embarrassed in our own home turf.
Yet again, another reason to hate being British.
Da 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 da.
At least Cyprus said, Do you know what? We ain't going to win because Loreen's coming back. Let's just send the fittest man we have.
Correct.
And let him stand on that stage and look delicious.
Correct.
That's what we're doing next year.
There's something about hot European men that are talented on a world stage. And also, I have to say the one winner for me of Eurovision, not apart from Laureen. The camera angles are always on point.
The production team actually did it.
The production team smashes it. They really do.
It was a very good show.
Yeah. Considering that was Liverpool, it looked different. It looked like a world stage.
Yeah.
Fair.
And well done for making Liverpool look like a city people want to go to.
Correct. Because I lived there. Oof, we've been there.
Right. Babes, Beyonce is coming. Right. We need to go.
Well, wish you all the best. Have a lovely time while the show
you
comes.
Too,
when the show comes out, the girls will be girling. I will not speak to you until next week Tuesday at this rate, because I want to hear nothing. Don't talk to me. Don't tweet. I'm gonna meet you. Don't speak to me. I don't want to hear nothing.
There ain't gonna be nothing coming from me.
No, until Tuesday when I get to
zero
reveal.
For you,
I will tell you this though. I will tell you this. I have to drive to Edinburgh on Saturday morning. Ugh, rough. You know what your train was? You know what your train was? £120 one way.
Love this country.
Thanks, guys.
What a great country to live
fucking
in.
Fucking cunt. Is that you going down today then? To Cardiff?
Yeah. Yeah. Can you close the show, please?
I thought I was just going to look for some Welsh men while you're there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Why would I taint my Beyonce trip by having to deal with a gay?
I'm going to go. This has been a Law Brown Gaze for another week of chaos drama.
Y'all really come through today and decide to just to make bad decisions on my behalf, right?
No, I'm sure the girls want to know what Dan gets up to, because my life is boring. So,
look, do you know what I'm gonna be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Practicing my fan clacks.
Mm-hmm.
I got business to attend to.
Get out.
The gays can come later.
Get out of here. Bye, kiddies. We'll see you next.
Bye, bye.
Bye. Not she gonna get her fix when she in Cardiff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know what you get up to in your spare time, Daniel. James.
I do like a Welsh accent.
You see what I mean? Listeners, come for the girl.
I'm excited for our show next week.
I am very excited for our show. So
I think the level of ridiculous we're going to hit is...
Oh, I'm just going to scream. Like, I'm telling you now, do not edit the show next week, because they're just going to be screaming.
Absolutely.
Red line galore.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.